We've just been to Hello Tomorrow, a summit showcasing the newest technologies destined to change the world for the better. Hello Tomorrow as a concept actually owes its origins to the year 2011. It was born out of the frustration of a handful of early career scientists who knew that they had world-changing technologies on their hands, but they had no easy way to commercialise them. Wind forward 8 years, and thousands of startups are now bidding for a chance to be among the golden few who are chosen to present and to pitch to mainstream investors who are also at the conference. And I went behind the scenes to talk to two of the key people who make it happen.
I'm Arnaud de la Tour, CEO of Hello Tomorrow.
And I'm Sarah Pedroza, and I'm the co-managing director of Hello Tomorrow.
We were doing our PhD and we were a bit frustrated because all the money, all the hype was going to digital platforms like what is the next Uber of anything? And we were seeing so many great inventions and technologies in the lab, but we needed the mindset, the business to pay attention to this. So that's why we created Hello Tomorrow and the conference and the startup competition.
How long has it been going?
Arnaud and I funded Hello Tomorrow in 2011, and I remember quite well. And Demis Hassabis was on stage. He was actually the actual CEO of DeepMind, and nobody knew him.
I know Demis because we've had him on our program because he was at Queen's College in Cambridge, where I am. And so he came on the program because he went and did a PhD in neuroscience after his degree and used his computer know-how to solve a lot of neuroscience problems along the way and then went back and founded DeepMind. So you got him.
Yes, we got him. He wasn't that well-known at this time, and I was absolutely amazed. To be honest, I was one of the volunteers at this time, and I thought, okay, so if this bunch of students and volunteers comprising Hello Tomorrow is able to bring these brilliant minds, it has a very strong potential.
I've been watching this morning a succession of extremely good pitches, because you're bringing in companies which are, you know, nascent, they're really early technology, and you've brought an enormous number of them to Paris, and they're presenting what they have in mind, the problem they're trying to solve, and how they're going to solve it, and why someone should invest in it. I've never seen anything like this in the sort of volume that you've got going through here. Where do you find all these companies, and how do you get them here?
We have so many startups coming because we establish lots of relations with universities, incubators, accelerators all over the world, America, North America, in Europe, in Asia, everywhere. At the beginning, the reason why they applied was because we were giving them a prize money of 100,000. But today, the reason why they come is because they get some visibility. We got 4,500 applications, and the 500 best, they are called like top 500, and people contact them immediately when they get the award. It's life-changing for the company. So it's more visibility and definitely also the connections. Yesterday, we organized what we call the Investor Day. We had 150 investors and almost 300 startups, and they had more than 1,000 meetings during the whole days. And for them, meeting this crowd of people who understand their projects, the technology behind it, it's quite unique. So that's why they come from all over the world for this event.
So having done this for a little while now, have you got evidence that this is leading to investment?
Yes, actually, the first winner we had, I remember Grégoire Courtin pitching on stage, is a spin-off from EPFL. He found his CEO at the Hello Tomorrow Global Summit, which means that he found the person who was able to raise funding and to help him out. And they, if I'm not wrong, raised more than 35 million after the summit. We also have Lilium Aviation, who was the winner 2 years ago, and basically they raised more than 100 million after. So I think we have a kind of good track record. But let's be clear, we help, we are the right platform, but they are the amazing projects. So let's not take too much credit.
Indeed, but are you unique? Is anyone else doing this and the way you're doing it?
I don't think so. I think a lot of organizations are kind of positioning themselves to do so. The thing is that Hello Tomorrow has been funded by science entrepreneurs. We understand them and they kind of feel that they are into the right community. They kind of find their own tribe. And this is something that it's quite unique, I think, about what we do.
Sarah Pedroza, and before her, Arnaud de la Tour. They're the human engine room that underpins Hello Tomorrow.